Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a marriage and family therapist practicing in Sandpoint. And every month we come together and share ideas and talk about mental health issues, relationships, fitness. And today I love these topics because we're kind of going into our age groups.
Yes.
But our first topic, we're going to be talking about how feeling younger than your age may actually be good for you.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
And then later we're going to be talking about the cognitive decline after retirement and then being diagnosed with autism in adulthood.
Yes.
So I love these topics.
Yeah, me too. Fun topics.
Yeah. How are you doing, Jill?
So I'm, you know, it's funny. Up until a couple of days ago, I was like in my element. Mm-hmm. I was paddleboarding every day. We were finally getting out on our pontoon boat, which was super fun. And then, whew, this
winter came back.
I know, we've been building fires at night.
We turned on the heat.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's been really fun though, Jen, is we've been trying out overnight getaways for my couples, right? Because I always like to have places to recommend. So we went to the Alpine Falls Resort, which is in Superior, Montana, only 2-hour drive away.
Yeah.
And we found the cutest little cabin with a sauna in it.
Oh, wow.
And we had a very nice romantic getaway.
That's
super
great.
Fun on 850 acres. So it's close to Quinns, but it's a very different experience.
Yeah.
Very private, very secluded. So that was fun. And then we spent the night up at Schweitzer.
Oh.
And I don't have as glowing a report,
okay.
Although the restaurant is great.
Okay, good.
And the spa is great.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, anyway, and the hike was great. We had a great time.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's been kind of fun. And how are your girls?
Very busy. We're very busy. You know, I am on this mission to find, because Helen is getting married in a year. So I have a year from September.
Nice.
But we're trying to, and she's getting married at our house. So I'm trying to figure out what plants, because all the plants that I have, the perennials, seem to bloom late spring, early summer.
Right.
And the September wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. So my mom has been really
Asters,
helpful.
I think.
Yeah. Asters, yes.
And there's a sale at Flower Farm. Did you know that?
I did not.
They're
know
closing
that.
Out. So the sale on everything. So that might.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of been my focus. Just a lot of landscaping. We're going to be building, you know, an area down below where they want to get married.
Nice.
Lots of work.
Lots of work. I remember last year. That was my experience.
It was. It's fun, but it's
effort.
Yeah. We're going to be painting this weekend. So I'm glad it's getting a little bit warmer.
Yes.
But those storms, how were those storms for you?
Intense, really intense. Wow. Yeah. But, you know, we've also been paying attention to our perennial garden, kind of working on that and getting things just for us. But I do have Cammy home now. She got home the other day. She's going to be here for a few weeks. It'll be so nice to have her.
Great.
And Nick's coming too. And then Adam will come. So, so excited to have my family for the 4th.
That's awesome. Yeah. All the kids will be home for the 4th. So
super
it's always a great time of year.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we're heading up to Canada for our anniversary.
Oh, cool.
We're going to try Kelowna. We haven't been there yet, so.
Wow, you're just checking off the boxes.
Well.
Yeah. That's great.
That's what we need to be doing as we age, right?
Perfect.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll start our discussion on how feeling younger may be better for you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
This is Functional Health Radio.
North Idaho Collision warns, be aware of insurance steering. It's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. The dirty little secret is insurance companies have contracts with repair shops to save insurance company money. North Idaho Collision will never sign a contract that does not benefit their customers. They care about you and the way your vehicle is repaired. Visit North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry at 148 David Thompson Drive or NICRepairCenter.com.
Take control of your credit card debt with a P1 FCU personal loan. We're offering no payments for 90 days and a fixed rate of 9.99% APR for a limited time. Consolidating debt can help you save money and simplify your life with the ease of a single payment. Visit p1fcu.org/take control and apply today. APR is annual percentage rate. All loans are subject to P1 FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria. Loan program rates, terms, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Insured by NCUA.
If you need an appliance, Pro-X Home Decor Center has you covered with over 400 units in stock and ready for immediate delivery. From top names like Maytag, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, and beautiful Italian-made Forno and Smeg appliances, Pro-X is sure to have what you need for your kitchen, bath, laundry room, or garage today. Plus, check out their in-stock Harvest-Right freeze-drying units and supplies. Pro-X Home Decor Center, your hometown everything store.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and gym owner in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. And our first topic of the day is how feeling younger than your age actually may be good for you. So, Jill?
Yeah. I just came across this morning, yeah. And it just seems so appropriate for our topic today. And of course, as I'm turning a big number this year, I don't feel that old. I never do.
Right. Well, you don't act old at all.
Well, thank you.
You're very youthful.
I'm glad. But, yeah. But the part that was so, I think, encouraging about this is that more and more in our generation, middle-aged and older adults do tend to feel younger than their chronological age. And many feel decades younger. And this is, they're saying, a really good thing.
That's great.
So this younger subjective age is correlated with much better overall health. And it's predictive of healthy aging beyond your chronological age. So those who feel younger are healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They remain healthier over time. And those who feel this younger age not only live longer, but they also have more life satisfaction, lower dementia risk, which is so significant.
For sure.
Reduced depression symptoms and better health in the future. So, this is something that is happening more frequently than in the past. So interesting, for example, a 60-year-old born in 1936 would feel more like 53 years old or only about 12% younger. But a 60-year-old born in 1956, 2 decades later, would feel like they were 50 years old or about 17% younger.
How old do you feel?
You know, about 50, I would say.
I feel, and I'm 56. I feel like I'm 42.
Yeah. So I'm more than 17%. I feel younger.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I feel.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is that women reported feeling younger than men of the same age.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
And that gap has widened recently. So women generally live longer and feel healthier than men. But they are also subject to greater societal scrutiny for getting older. So have you been reading about this recently?
No.
Well, the women from Sex and the City especially have really gotten like shamed for allowing themselves to age naturally. So I just think it's so sad that they're
people who are icons in mm-hmm. in the industry are not allowed to let their hair grow gray or not wear makeup or let their skin be wrinkly. And there's so much pressure to have this.
That's really sad. You know, yeah. I let my hair go gray right during COVID, which was perfect timing.
Yes.
And I honestly feel it was the best thing I ever did.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like so freeing.
Yeah. 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 I think that's true. Yeah. And my hair just has not really grayed.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be genetic. My mom was like that too. So even though I lighten it, uh-huh. I don't have a ton of gray. Yeah. Yeah. But it is interesting, the stigma, especially for women, mm-hmm. about allowing themselves to age gracefully,
yeah.
which is such a crime. So age stereotypes about women are more negative than men. Older women are more underrepresented in the media than men and also more negatively represented. Mm. Now, this is another piece in the research. People with more education had younger subjective ages than those with lower levels of education.
I wonder why.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I don't know that there's any specific mm-hmm. reason for why, but we also know that this seems to have more potency in countries that are Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic. Mm. So in Japan, there's less of this going on, and some of the Asian countries, in part, I think, because there's more reverence for those people who are older, and they don't have the pressure, I think, to be young. So this is another piece of the study that if you make adults feel sad by giving them sad readings or music, they feel older afterwards.
Wow.
It found that older adults who were given positive feedback on a memory test and told that they performed well compared with others their age tended to feel younger afterward. So physical activity and stress reduction also have a positive long-term effect.
I totally agree.
On your subjective age, mm-hmm. right? We know that, right? Mm. So the more that we really pay attention to keeping active and reducing our stress, we're going to feel younger and healthier.
Yeah, I had four people actually yesterday. It was yesterday, I think. Come in feeling really sore, and they kept saying, I just feel old and my creaky and all that. And each one, as they left after their workout, said, I can't believe how much better I feel. I'm moving better. I just feel fantastic. And it's just, 45 minutes to an hour of movement.
Yes. Yes. And we so experience that in my Zumba class. You know, everybody comes in and we all laugh and smile and, you know, and everybody walks out of that room glowing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you must at your gym as well, but at our gym, there's this collective conversation about don't ever stop moving because mm-hmm. we feel so much better.
Yep.
We have a woman at our gym who turned 95.
Wow.
And she's there working out every day.
That's amazing.
And she's such an inspiration to us. But we need to do this. Yeah. So people who felt older and held more ageist attitudes were more likely to have depressive symptoms on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. If you think badly about old age, if you have negative age stereotypes, you also tend to feel older. Mm-hmm. So this is something I think to really pay attention to is what is your mindset about getting older? And we don't, as we get older, even need to have a decrease in a sense of well-being. That's something mm-hmm. that we can just continue have that level of well-being if we take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging information, isn't it?
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So I think this is a perfect time to transition into retirement.
Yes, it is. It is.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll start that discussion on the cognitive decline that can happen after retirement. This is Functional Health Radio.
So I'm always struggling with dressing, right? Yeah. Because I don't want to look dowdy, right?
Right.
And I love to dress and I always have. And so I'm always asking my daughter, Cammy, you think I can carry this one off? What do you think
I
here?
Do the
right?
Same thing. Yeah.
So it is interesting because I don't really want to move into that thing of seeing myself as an old woman, and yet I have to kind of feel like, well, I do have to let go of. I'm not wearing any short dresses anymore.
And the other thing, too, is how our bodies change.
Yeah.
Even our strong bodies.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We carry our weight differently. And we can weigh the same amount, but the way pants fit, the way things fit are different. And so it kind of puts us in, there needs to be the menopause clothesline. Where
Johnny
we don't want to go.
Johnny was.
Yeah, where we don't want to go, you know.
Like, yeah.
It's very an very interesting time.
Yeah. No, I know. Just trying to pay attention to that, and especially with the hormone blockers, is that my body without the estrogen, it's changing.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And I can't keep the same kind of look as toned as I did before.
Or skin changes,
everything changes.
Oh, like geez. Inflammation. I've been reading a lot about it because I don't want to take anything.
Right.
But it's like, okay, there's a really good podcast from these former fitness journalists and athletes, and she talks, it's just the menopause podcast, and it's so good.
I should give
I'll
me the,
send you a link.
Send me the link, because I'm always looking for a good podcast, and that's
of medical professionals, and just like, okay,
oh, great,
this is normal, and
yeah,
this is, and kind of embracing it.
Maybe we should make that the focus of our show next week. I'd love to know more about that. Do you have any positive reports about collagen?
I've just seen people talking
about it. Okay. I use collagen trying to combat the wrinkled skin. I don't know.
Have you noticed?
I can't really tell.
I know. I always worry, like, am I just wasting money?
Yeah, me too. And anyway, I do think the neck stuff that I'm using has helped.
Oh, that's
good.
And maybe a little bit on my arms, but it's shocking how quickly.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah. And then you sort of say, well, do I keep wearing sleeveless things? But
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not.
Yes. Yeah,
if I have wrinkly skin, that's what I've got.
Yeah.
It's me.
And I'm not going to give up being outside.
No, I'm not. No.
There's no sound, so I don't know what's happening. I can't hear anything.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health in the country. Hi, this is Jessica Rachels. Our Far North branch has been serving Bonner County for over 14 years. Your mental health matters to us, and we are dedicated to improving your quality of life in any way we can. As always, we welcome all to the NAMI Far North Support Meeting every third Wednesday of the month at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Contact NAMIFarNorth.org for more information.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, arriving exclusively in members' mailboxes this week. Our 16-page book has store-wide savings in every department. Keep cool this summer. We have your pool and patio needs covered. Plus, find great savings on camping gear, pet essentials, and everything you need for the perfect barbecue. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place ranking, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Take control of your credit card debt with a P1 FCU personal loan. We're offering no payments for 90 days and a fixed rate of 9.99% APR for a limited time. Consolidating debt can help you save money and simplify your life with the ease of a single payment. Visit p1fcu.org/take control and apply today. APR is annual percentage rate. All loans are subject to P1FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria. Loan program rates, terms, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Insured by NCUA.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym in town called The Shed, and I'm here with my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist, and we're talking about some age discussions, things we're dealing with. And the next topic is some cognitive decline that might happen after retirement and maybe how to combat that.
So it was so interesting. Yesterday I was at Winter Ridge, and I ran into one of my closest friends, and somehow or other retirement came up, and I think she was just saying how happy she was that, you know, cause as an artist, she's just blossomed.
Wow.
You know, this is a whole new career for her, and she's so excited about it. And I said, oh, I'm doing my show on it, and the cognitive decline associated. Yeah. And I could see she kind of like, wait a minute, no, but retirement's a good thing. And, yeah. and I said, well, yeah, but, right. So, I mean, it's an interesting thing. Statistically, people tend to not live very long after they retire for a large segment of the population, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't build in meaning
sure.
and a sense of purpose in your life after retirement, it can have some negative mm-hmm. effects. But this is also really interesting. So people always say, when am I going to retire? When are you going to retire, Jill? And I said, well, why would I retire? I love what I do. I can work my own hours.
And aren't there ways to make adjustments? Because this
yes.
has been a discussion that Jeff yes. and I have been having, because he's older than I am, but he's going strong.
Yeah.
And so there are ways to work through it to make maybe not so intense and so many hours, but still keep working, you know.
I think the problem is when you've worked all your life full time, kind of at a traditional 9-to-5 job, and then it just stops. I
yeah.
think that abrupt shift mm-hmm. is very hard for people to assimilate, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I will share a little bit about the research, and we'll
sure.
continue
yeah,
this
yeah.
dialogue,
mm-hmm.
right? So cognitive decline after retirement seems to be a universal trend. Retirement is generally associated with a moderate decrease in word recall, and memory decline accelerates after retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's affecting our brain.
Yeah.
So studies have shown that postponing retirement can protect against cognitive decline, especially among the more highly educated.
Mm.
Now, for those who do want to retire on time, here are some tips for staying sharp, right?
Yeah.
So if we know that's true, what can you do? The first thing is to either keep or get connected. So 1/4 of Americans age 65 and older are socially isolated.
Yeah.
And that's according to a 2020 report. So there is that isolation. And I see that with people.
I do too.
Yeah. While loneliness is miserable, it's also really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It poses a health risk as deadly as smoking a dozen cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh my gosh.
So we talked about that a little bit last time about the loneliness thing.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement often means a loss of the community you worked in, perhaps for decades. For a lot of people, that's true. That's their social
for
context.
Sure.
So it's really important that you keep connected after retirement. And it may be that you're taking classes, that you're volunteering. And, you know, sometimes it's just hanging out with your friends. Or maybe you take up some sort of a sport.
Yeah.
So in whatever way, maintaining those social connections if you're going to retire. And then this is right up your alley, Jen. Keep active.
Absolutely.
It's never too late to begin an exercise routine.
I just had a couple come in last month. They're retired. They're in their 80s. And
wow.
They don't know anyone here. They moved here. They're living with family. And the daughter is a member. And so they joined. And they are so happy.
I love
We're
it.
We're meeting people. We feel better. This is one thing we look forward to doing. And
yeah.
it's not every day. It's a couple days a week.
Yeah.
But it's giving them something to look forward to.
Absolutely. A sense of community and
yes.
a sense of accomplishment,
exactly.
right? So even if you didn't work out pre-retirement or you neglected it, you can get active at
yes.
any point. It's
yes.
never too late, right?
Yep.
So it's associated with better cognition later in life.
So those who have a lifelong habit of exercising see optimal results.
Great.
So this is something that bodes well for us, Jen. Mm-hmm. We've had no deficit of working out in our lives.
One thing that's consistent.
That's very consistent. So aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity or 70 minutes of vigorous activity a week.
So moderate is walking, lifting, moderate weights, light weights, cycling indoors, maybe not a spin class. If people are wondering what's moderate, you know, going for a bike ride on the bike path, that's moderate. Vigorous is going to be jogging, spin class.
Mountain biking.
Exactly. Hiking up steeper hills.
Yeah.
So that's why you can, you know, you could do both.
Yeah. So the next one, and I think this is really big in my consciousness, keep stress to a minimum. Yeah?
Yes.
Stress is insidious, and I watch it with my clients and trying to teach them ways to kind of manage their anxiety and stress. And mindfulness is always, you know, a really good strategy, and breathing. Mm-hmm. But some of the ones that are suggested here, and I love this one, sexual activity.
Yeah.
Study shows that those who have sex less frequently report higher levels of stress. And this might make some people uncomfortable, but even masturbation counts as sex.
Right.
So that's important. Anything that you do. Sleep. And it's interesting to me because I think for a lot of my adult life, I wasn't getting sufficient sleep. Mm-hmm. And I notice now where I'm really pushing to get at least 8 hours, I do much better.
I need 9.
Wow. Well, Alex does too. He needs more than I do. But I notice a difference for me if I'm making sure that I get 8 hours.
And I want to – I don't have the information. I want to look into this in the future because – does sleep become more disruptive as we age? Do you know anything about that? Or
I have heard some indication about that, and especially for us as women. I know for me, I still have night sweats, and those really interfere with my sleeping cycle. So that's something I think we could look at some more.
Sure.
But they do say that sleep is protective against cognitive decline and a host of other issues like depression and obesity. So aim for 7 to 9 hours a night. And if sleep is a struggle for you, I think it's so important. Talk to your doctor and get some sort of a remedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to me because there are some sleep remedies. And while there may be some side effects of those, what I've been reading is that the sleep disruption is actually more problematic. So kind of weighing, you know, getting the sleep.
There are a lot of the doctor would be helpful. I mean, there's a lot of natural products too that I've used that have been very beneficial.
Yes.
So maybe starting there too.
Yes, I agree.
Start in Winter there. Ridge might be someone in that department who could help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting one to keep stress to a down. Living within your means, you know, having that reduces stress. And for a lot of people, that means having a budget.
Yes.
So if you don't have one, you're not alone, and it's never too late. So, you know, getting a financial advisor might help you, but really look at paying attention to living within your means and feeling – I'm at a place right now where I've kind of gotten some things dialed in, and it does decrease my stress.
Yeah.
Knowing that I have some resources and I've diversified, I feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think not ignoring, you know, really – I know it's maybe uncomfortable. It's not, I mean, I don't like to look at any of that.
But nor do I.
It really is helpful to go, okay, this is where we are. This is where we want to be. These are our expenses. And have those tough talks. Like, what's got to go? What can we do?
No, I think it, and like you, it's never been something I really wanted to spend much time on, but now I feel so important that it's so important, especially if something were to happen to Alex, I need to know how to take care of myself.
Absolutely.
So yes, that definitely does reduce your stress. And then this is one some people might not want to hear. Keep working.
Yeah.
Ideally, you're in a situation where you don't have the financial need for a typical 9-to-5, right? But you have just as much to contribute to society as the day before you retired, right? It doesn't suddenly magically you stop being a contributor, right? So consider volunteering, contract work, or a part-time job in a field you love, regardless even of pay, right? Sometimes you just do it because you love
I think it gives you the routine, you know?
Yeah.
And that losing that routine is a real hard thing. And so having kind of somewhat of a routine helps. I would like to add one. Don't watch TV.
Yes.
The news.
Yes. Not good for your mental health.
That helps. That is just so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So, you know, I've heard some women recently who've decided to work part-time at one of the greenhouses, right? That they love being around flowers. It makes them feel good. And it's not about the money. It's about having something to do that makes them feel good.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
Yeah. So whatever it is.
Yeah, I have clients who volunteer, help tutoring at the library for people.
Yes.
All kinds of things. So there's working at the food bank. There's so many opportunities.
Walking dogs, right, at the animal shelter. Yeah. So those are wonderful opportunities for people. You'll reap the benefits of connectedness and cognitive acuity that typically accompany work, hopefully without all the stress.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our...
Something to think about before you retire. What's your plan?
Yes.
All right. Let's take another break. And when we come back, this is a great... We're going to be talking about autism diagnosis in adulthood. A biggie. This is really interesting. All right. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pet River Store is hiring for motivated line cooks, prep cooks, dishwashers, and servers for the summer season. They offer competitive pay plus tips for all positions, easy scheduling, and matching 401k. To apply, stop by and fill out an application.
Introducing My Plan from Verizon. With My Plan, you pick only the perks you want and save on every one. So you get exactly what you want and only pay for what you need. And for a limited time only, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro Max on us when you switch with select trade-in and unlimited plus. Act now and get iPhone 14 Pro Max with My Plan at your Verizon store today. Up to $1,599.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line postpaid unlimited plus plan required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with portal. Plus up to $1,000 trade-in promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trading conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and a gym owner in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed, and I'm here with my friend Jill Kahn, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we've been talking about
age issues that we're all dealing with. And the last one, and it's kind of, we're going to go back a little bit, but it's how there's a huge number of people now being diagnosed with autism over the age of 18.
And I have to say, in my practice, it is people who are in their even 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because they oftentimes come in as couples and they talk about what's happening in their relationship. And I will say, you know, have you ever considered that you might be on the spectrum?
Yeah.
And they're kind of surprised. And then when they start thinking about it and researching it, there's this, oh yeah. Oh, now I get it. Right.
Yeah.
So it is really helpful. And it's becoming more common. I mean, I think we all had this very stigmatized view of autism.
For sure.
And Asperger's, I think, softens it when you think of that mm-hmm. lighter side of it. People like, you know, Steve Jobs or Bill Gates mm-hmm. or people like that we can see are successful,
right.
but still are on the spectrum. Right. But it is, I think, important for people to understand the whole spectrum, that autism is at one end and that Asperger's is at another, where people can be highly functional.
At the Asperger's.
Yes. Yeah. And seem pretty normal.
Uh-huh.
And the whole spectrum in between. And so that's why when people are high functioning at that Asperger's level, it's oftentimes missed, especially in women. So we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Right. So many people on the spectrum remain diagnosed when they reach adulthood. Mm-hmm. A recent study found that 80% of women with autism are undiagnosed by 18. Why? Because people learn to adjust, especially women,
yeah.
really learn to adjust their behavior to fit in. There's also a huge focus on the external signs and not so much on the internal signs, right? Because people, I think, historically have looked at the external. Those internal symptoms are very different from person to person. So here are some common signs of behavior on the spectrum. So the first is a feeling of being different from others.
Okay.
Very common for them to feel different. They sometimes have this sense of just not ever fitting in, just a whole lifetime of never feeling normal. The difference between this feeling and the occasional outsider feeling that most of us have that at some
sure.
point, feeling like an outsider, is that it comes up from time to time. But for people on the spectrum, this feeling doesn't come and go, and it's not during a specific period, right? It's pretty pervasive throughout their history.
Yeah,
always
so
feeling.
Like some, you know, when we look at our teens and they're trying to fit in
yeah.
and figure out who they are.
Yeah.
But someone who maybe is on the spectrum, this is going to continue.
This is
yeah.
a continuous yeah. experience, right? They may find settings that are more inclusive for neurodivergent people. So that makes it a little easier.
Okay.
So say, for example, I would assume that in tech, a lot of people tend to be more on the spectrum.
Sure.
Yeah. And if you're hanging around with other people who are techies, you all kind of get each other. So you may not have that feeling all the time.
Right.
But when you're not with that specific group of people who are similar to you, then you feel like an outsider.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the second one,
okay.
which is difficulty with social cues. So this is a big one for me, okay. is people's difficulty reading accurately emotional and social cues is a big identifier.
Right.
So someone with undiagnosed autism has trouble deciphering, like, how much eye contact is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes they have a hard time maintaining eye contact, or if they should stop smiling during conversation. They can't really read social cues very well, so they're awkward, socially
okay.
awkward.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes people who are on the spectrum, that you just feel like something's off.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That there's this just, they're not really attuned to the environment the way that other people might be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might be able to mask these uncertainties by learning how much is appropriate, but it's not an innate sense. As it is for those of us who are neurotypical.
Okay.
They have to really practice and learn. Like my daughter had a hard time, I just know that she had a hard time with eye contact.
Yeah.
And she had to practice doing that
yeah.
and learning mm-hmm. what to do. So here's another one, a confusing relationship history, both romantically or platonically. Mm-hmm. So I saw this in one couple I work with, and he, whenever something happened really small that he felt like, uh-oh, we don't match, he would bolt.
Wow.
So being able to stay in a relationship was so difficult for him because he was so sensitive to nuances. Many undiagnosed autistic adults have a confusing and complicated social relationship history, and romantic relationships are especially tough to navigate. They have a hard time with emotional intimacy.
Yeah,
they really do. So oftentimes those relationships just kind of fall apart and they don't know why.
Right.
But they are just not able to be very attuned or to identify and express their feelings very well. Yeah. So another one is sensory differences. So this is another typical symptom. Mm-hmm. Sensitivity to sensory input, mm-hmm. like noise, sight is another potential sign of autism. You know, you can be hyper aware of sound, or you might be totally unaware.
Right.
So people who are not autistic tend to be more or less responsive to sensory stimuli. Mm-hmm. But the autistic person may find that they're constantly aware of a ticking clock at a friend's house, or really sensitive to the sound of a siren.
Yeah.
And it can be when you're in any kind of stimulating environment, that can be overwhelming to someone who's autistic. Mm-hmm. They just feel...
They
can't tolerate it.
I have someone close to me who is on the spectrum, and it's really interesting, you know, reading through these to go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be helpful.
Yes.
In the relationships.
Well, because it provides a context for a workaround. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important, which is why when I see someone in my practice that seems to be on the spectrum, I think it's helpful to identify it so we can say, well, that behavior, that seeming insensitivity is related to their,
yes.
to their being on the spectrum.
Probably helps with couples counseling.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really, really helps. So they have a desire for routine. So many people with autism thrive on consistency. Mm-hmm. So the world we occupy is uncertain and unpredictable, and routine becomes a way of self-soothing.
Yes.
When the routines are disrupted, strong emotions may be present, including intense irritability or what I see as anxiety,
yeah.
right?
They
get super anxious when you're in unfamiliar terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah. The routine doesn't need to be particularly strict. It could be a strong preference for a certain mug every morning. Yeah.
Right.
So who knows?
I think I might have this problem.
Well, routine's different for everybody,
exactly.
right?
But I do have my favorite mugs.
Yeah. But there's an adherence to something that's comfortable and familiar. That predictability
sure.
is so
yeah.
important. Big changes can be hard. If they change homes or careers, that can lead to insomnia mm-hmm. or increased anxiety. And it can also extend to certain behaviors. So sometimes repetitive body movements, which is known as stimming,
mm-hmm.
and that can be body rocking, hand flapping, you know, rubbing on things. So those kinds of behaviors are symptomatic of a way of self-soothing with the anxiety, a need for solitude.
Yeah.
Another common sign is that solitude to recharge, especially after intense social situations or really overstimulating environments. Yeah. So overstimulation could be different for everyone, but it's a very special hallmark of being on the spectrum. And it might be something as simple as being exhausted after a work presentation or a family party,
sure.
right? So this exhaustion comes from a term known as camouflaging or masking. Hmm. That's the idea that you have to hide different facets of yourself or different behaviors in order to fit in what you think the expectations around okay. you are. And while all of us do this at some time, right, to some degree, the degree that autistic people have to camouflage aspects of themselves may result in a feeling of totally being drained. Mm-hmm. Where afterward they report spending long periods of time alone or in dark and quiet places. I have certain people who are on the spectrum who need to go into a closet or wrap themselves up in a blanket or something. From the outside, people have no idea when someone is camouflaging. Mm. You know, these people are doing what everybody wants or expects them to a successful degree. This is like behaving as you should at work, but going home and crashing
yeah.
and dreading the idea of having to do any more camouflaging after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is another one that's very common, more intense interests. So this shows up by having an incredible curiosity or passion for one particular activity or subject. So it's obsessive, right?
Okay.
So one person on the spectrum was just obsessive about comic books.
Oh.
Right? So
yeah.
He would collect them and he'd have thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
And another person I'm working with, he chooses one thing and just delves into it and gets really intense with it and then goes to another one. But he dives deep and gets pretty obsessive about it. That's very common. So, I mean, some people actually build a career around this.
Right.
Right? Where there's something specific and they just know that they can utilize that, their passion for it, as a way of making money.
Yeah.
So a dislike of small talk.
Ah.
While most people don't love small talk, for people with autism, small talk can be absolutely exhausting or something that they just avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
They don't enjoy it, and they find ways to avoid it. And people who are on the spectrum tend to prefer deep, meaningful conversations.
Well, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, another is a desire for direct communication. This is really true. I've noticed this. People with autism thrive on straightforwardness, preferring honest, direct communication. And this is important, without ambiguity. Mm. They do not like ambiguity. They tend to be quite literal. For example, if you say the phrase, it's raining cats and dogs, they may picture literal cats and dogs falling from the sky in their mind, but then they realize the person is referring to rain.
Yeah.
So I had one person who was extremely literal in his communication, and he couldn't really understand any kind of analogy or metaphor. Yeah. So if you think you have these signs, look to autistic voices for guidance, right? You may need some support. So discovering that you're autistic as an adult can be very validating and reassuring. It really helps you understand yourself and your life and gives you a means to kind of work with your divergent responses and behaviors. But there can also be a grieving process, wishing you'd been diagnosed when you were younger. So a feeling that is a mix of grief and also excitement is normal. So some of the things you can look for on social media, there's a hashtag #actuallyautistic.
Oh.
And another website is embraceautism.com. It's a helpful resource for screening tools and tests to help you understand if you might be autistic. Even though it's not diagnostic, it does give you some help in finding out if that might be you.
I think it's great that it's just so out there now.
Yes.
And we can talk about it.
Yes.
And there's so many resources. It's really just awesome.
And there are wonderful shows on TV. Astrid is one. There are other ones out there that feature people who are on the spectrum.
Yeah, I bet there's, we all know people who are on the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's much more accessible. And if you do get a diagnosis, connect with a therapist that you can talk to about this new awareness. But make sure it's somebody who has some familiarity with neurodivergent behavior, right? And they're informed about it. And you can also look up online organizations and resources wherever you are to help with it.
Well, I think that it's really important. And the mental health professional is the one person who could give you some good feedback and help your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's something I love doing with my couples when one partner is on the spectrum.
It, yeah.
We find ways to help them manage that.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great show, Jill.
Yeah.
I think next month we have some great topics that we're building on that.
Yes.
I think we're talking menopause.
Yes.
That'll be a good one.
Well, and how we can manage that in the best way possible for our physical health.
Right. And you and I were talking about how our bodies change, and it's happening.
It is.
You know, and so it's the more we can talk about it and kind of get our spouses and our partners behind us.
Yes.
To go, hey, it's a beautiful thing.
And it's certainly a topic I have a lot with my couples because women do go through big changes.
Yeah.
And to be able to talk about it and not feel ashamed or like it's horrible if your husband mentions, could it be hormones?
Right, exactly. All right. Well, have a great rest of the month and
you
I'll
too.
See you next month.
Yay.
This has been Functional Health Radio.